Well, Beard had another problem. In Beard's day, as today, it was believed by some of the greatest cancer pathologists of his time and of our time that cancer develops from mature, differentiated, normal, healthy tissue that through some bizarre process go backwards in time and lose their differentiation and become primitive and amoeboid and develop a whole new set of characteristics not seen in normal, healthy tissue. Well, they proliferate without restraint. All normal, healthy, good, respectful adult tissues only replicate when you need to replace some of their own due to injury, disease, aging, normal turnover. Normal tissues don't replicate without restraint. That's one of the nice things about our normal tissues. Well, cancer cells, of course, lose that restraint and that self-control, and they proliferate without restraint. Other than trophoblasts, no other cell type is invasive, migratory. No other cell type is angiogenic. What scientists believe, though, is that cancer, in Beard's day, and most believe today, that cancer develops from mature, differentiated tissues, behaving perfectly normally and healthily, very happy, doing what they're supposed to do to keep us well and ourselves happy, suddenly become these primitive, undifferentiated cancer cells with this whole other set of behavioral characteristics where they proliferate without restraint. They invade, they migrate, and they produce blood supply. Beard said nonsense. He said that's no more possible than saying an adult human can go backwards in time and become a baby. He said, that's preposterous. But the reason pathologists in Beard's day and pathologists today believe cancer develops from mature, differentiated, healthy, happy, normal tissues is because cancer tends to look like healthy, happy, normal tissues. You know, yes, there's a loss of differentiation, but a breast cancer, even in its most primitive form, still tends to look somewhat like a breast cancer cell. A colon cancer cell, even in its most primitive, aggressive fashion, tends to look somewhat like a colon cancer cell. A pancreatic cancer cell, even the most primitive, aggressive form of this nasty, aggressive, primitive disease, tends to look like pancreatic cells. And because of this similarity in appearance, they make the decision that, oh, the cancer must come from the normal differentiated tissues. And Beard said that's total nonsense. Just because they look alike doesn't mean that tells you anything about their origins. And he says his trophoblast, which has nothing to do with the normal tissues and doesn't come from those normal tissues, come from his germ cell, misplaced germ cell growing in some tissue somewhere, stimulated into replicative activity that produces first an egg, then the trophoblast, the only invasive tissue we know, only normal invasive tissue we know. Said it tends to look like the adjacent tissues because of the local influences of the environment. This was an extraordinary, simplistic thing to say. Of course, yeah, well, this is an extraordinary thing for him to have said 100 years ago. One of the most interesting areas and one of the most fervent, fertile areas of molecular biology researchers today is how the microenvironment of a cell influences what it looks like and what it becomes. For example, we now know if you take a trophoblast embryo complex and take inner cell mast cells and plant them into the trophoblast, they will start looking like trophoblast and behaving like a trophoblast. If you take trophoblast cells, put them into the inner cell mast, they'll start looking and behaving like inner cell mast cells. During the development of the pancreas, I always like this example, if you take one of the pancreatic precursor cells and it touches the local connective tissue, it becomes an exocrine enzyme-producing cell. If it, for some reason, by chance, good luck, fortune, whatever, doesn't touch the connective tissue, it becomes an endocrine hormone-secreting cell. In other words, what that precursor pancreatic cell touches determines what it looks like and what it becomes. The local microenvironment of a cell determines what it looks like, how it behaves, and what it's ultimately going to be. Beard said the same thing 100 years ago, but there was no molecular biology in 1890. People had no idea what he was talking about. He was absolutely, totally right. He said his trophoblast cells tend to look like the local tissues, not because they derive from them, because they derive from this vagrant germ cell, not from the tissues locally, but because of local microenvironment influences.